Yesterday we began discussing the concept of Arvus, and we discussed how much of this week's parsha revolves around this notion of Arvus, that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh means that all Jews are held accountable for one another. We're considered to be parts of one greater whole, parts of a greater organic unit. And we described how that is the concept behind the notion of Arur. And perhaps that is the concept behind the Tochacha in this week's parsha. We mentioned that the Maharal has a fascinating idea. He explains that the notion of Arvus cannot begin until Kal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. If you take a look at the Pesukim, so Moshe Rabbeinu clearly says, tell Kal Yisrael, you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, you're going to go across the Yarden, and then you're going to have this whole entire episode on Har Grizim and Har Evel, ultimately where Chazal learned out this notion of Arvus. You see, Arvus could not exist outside of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had to wait until they were going to enter Eretz Yisrael to create this unit, this organic unit known as Klal Yisrael. The Maharal explains that's because Klal Yisrael is domet to one unit, but it's domet to a unit that we would perceive as a liquid, and therefore, just like any liquid needs a clay kibble, needs a kli to receive it, to keep it one. If you don't have a kli in which it's contained, so then it spreads out all over. The same thing is true when it comes to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is in a galus, then we spread out, then we're all dispersed. When we're in Eretz Yisrael, so then we are one, we are considered to be one singular unit. This is what the Maharal says. Uma inyan zelakan. The Maharal is in the context of explaining the iser of ribis, and he describes how even though ribis, taking interest from someone, is considered to be a basic, very normal part of business, the basic part of any economy, any social structure, infrastructure, any financial infrastructure has the notion of ribis. It's not considered to be something terribly evil. Yet the Maharal says it is considered to be bad when you are related to one another. A person needs a loan and he goes to his brother and turns to him for some rachmanas, I need a loan, and the brother says, okay, I'll give you a loan, but 3%, so that's considered to be achzorius. For a stranger or for a friend, maybe not, but for your own brother, says the Maharal, so why is it in fact usher for Jews to take ribbis from one another? Because we hold ourselves to those standards of family, we hold ourselves to those standards because we are in fact one unit, we are just parts of a greater whole. And explains the Maharal, this only took place once we entered Eretz Yisrael. Of course, when we left Eretz Yisrael, didn't get rid of Kol Yisrael Ravens Evazet, that you have to explain based on later, the Maharal explains why that is. But once we enter Eretz Yisrael, so then Klal Yisrael becomes Kol Yisrael Ravens Evazet. Aval haperish anira ki kasher nichnesu Yisrael la'aretz, hoyu Yisraelim echad am achad lagamay. Once we enter Eretz Yisrael, before we entered Eretz Yisrael, we were still considered the Am Hashem, we were considered to be Klal Yisrael, but we didn't have this notion of our Arvus, and we weren't considered to be one unit. V'rayel zeh, how do I know this, says the Maharal? Sharei kol zman sheYisrael lo avru hayarden, so long as they didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, v'lo bo la'aretz, lo nenshu al hanistaros. Then they weren't punished for one another's isurim. You're only responsible for what you do. Then they enter Eretz Yisrael. Then they become Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeba Adzeh. Hare Shalonasu Yisrael Arevim Zeba Adzeh. Kinikra Arev Shume Urov Im Hasheni. You're only considered to be Arevim Zeba Adzeh. If you're mixed together, you're part of one unit. That only took place, says the Maharal, once they entered Eretz Yisrael. This Maharal finds its way, as I mentioned yesterday, creeps its way into some responses, some shailos and tshuvas, halachic shailos and tshuvas. How is that? So we have to take a step back. We know that the Gemara tells us that there is an iser of lifnei iver lo siten mirshol. A person cannot enable someone else, another Jew, or non-Jew for that matter, to do something which is usher for him to act on. If someone has an iser, it's usher for someone to eat chazer. Of course, it's usher for someone to eat chazer. So let's say I'm going to enable, someone wants to eat chazer, and he has no way of doing it. So now I'm enabling, I'm going to go and get him a piece of chazer, I'm going to give it to him. So not only is he over the iser of eating chazer, but I'm over the iser of lifnei evil, lo sitein michshol. That's what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Avodah Zarah and many other places. Now the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, but there's an important caveat to understand, something which we've discussed in the past, that you're only over the iser lifnei iver lo sitein michshol on a de'araisa level if the situation was such that the person who is being over the Issa, the person who is committing the Avera, could not have done it without your involvement. If I totally enable him to do it, without my involvement, he couldn't have been over the Issa, so then I am over Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michshol. But if the person that wants to be over the Isser could do it without me, it may be a little bit more difficult, he may have to extend more energy, but at the end of the day, he's going to be doing it regardless. I am helping him do it, I'm definitely enabling him to a certain extent, but he would do it without my involvement, says the Gemara, you're not over on Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michshol. This is what the Gemara refers to as Chad Ivra Denara versus Trey Ivra Denara. If it's Chad Ivra Denara, the Isser is on the same side of the river, so he could get it himself. He doesn't need me. So if I hand it to him, that's not Lifnei Iver. But if it's on Trey Ivra Denara, he can't grab it because it's on the other side. He can't grab the Isser. It's on the other side of the river. He needs me to bring it to him, so then without me, he wouldn't be over the Isser. With me, he is being over the Isser, so then that's the Isser, Lifnei Iver, Loisit, and Michshol on a Duraisa level. Come the Rishonim and say, let's say we go back to that case where he could have done it without me, but I'm definitely making it easier for him. I'm enabling him to do it. He could go and get the piece of chazer if he wants himself. But I say, you know, why should you schlep? I'll go and bring it to you. So it's not Shrei Iver Denara, it's Chad Iver Denara. So we said, clearly from the Gemara, that's not the Israel of Lefnei Iver Loisitei Michshol. But many Rishonim come and say, yes, you're right, it's not Aser Midaraisa because of if Lefnei Iver Loisitei Michshol, but there still is an Iser Derabanan. An Iser Derabanan called Misayeya Lidvara Vetlideya Oivre Avera. You're helping someone do an Iser. Yes, they could have done it without you, and therefore it's not Aser Midaraisa Lefnei Iver. But it's still an Iser Derabanan of Misayeya Lidei Oivre Avera. This is very relevant. People have to know. Person's dealing with Jews that are not yet Shomer Torah mitzvahs, so it's very likely you run into Isurim of Lifnei Iver. If they couldn't be over it, it's an Issa Daraisa. If they would be over it even without your involvement, but you're just aiding and abetting, so that would be probably an Issa Darabana Misayeya Lidei Oivre Avera.
How about if I give him Buster Avera, but he thinks it's Buster Shuma? Am I being over Lifnei Iver? He thinks it's a contradiction to me.
So certainly you're being... because you're helping
aiding and abetting.
Yeah, you're aiding and abetting. So this notion of Misayeya Lidei Oivre Avera, that even when he would be able to do it on his own, but I'm just making it easier for him. So we said from Tosfos and other Rishonim, it is still Aser Midrabanan. That seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim. Again, in the case of where the person could have done it without me, yet I am assisting him in doing it, I'm making it easier for him, is that an Aser Midrabanan or is that Mutter? That seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim, and that seems to be how the Ramah paskins. The Ramah brings both shitas. The Ramah in Sinyar Deya Kufnan Aleph seems to bring this Machlokes. He's discussing cases of people selling things which are used to serve Avodah Zarah. And says the Ramah as follows. Yesh Omrim, there are those that say, Hod de Aser Limkor Lahem Dvarim Hashayachim Lavodasa, Hainu Davko Im Ein Lahem Acherim Kiyotzebo. That's only if they have no place else to getting it. If they have no place else to get those things that they need for the Avodah Zarah. And now I am providing it for them, so that's real Lifnei Iver. They couldn't be over the Isser without me. I am enabling them to be over Lifnei Iver. But if they could get it on their own, says the Ramah, then it's 100% mutter. They'll do the Isser anyway. So you're providing it for them. If you don't do it, someone else will provide it for them. But says the Ramah, that seems to be a machlokes. V'yesh machmirim. V'nogu lahakol kisvar rishonah. Says the Ramah, it's a machlokes. Some say if they can't do it without you, it is mutter, because there's no Isser misayaya. There's just a Isser lifnei iver when they can't do it without you. Since they could do it without you, in this particular situation, there's no Isser. Others say, like we mentioned from Tosfos and the Rosh, no, there is still an Isser Lifnei Iver, not a Deraisa, but an Isser of Misayeya Lidei Ovre Avera. Comes the Shach and says, I totally disagree with the Ramah. There is no Machlokis about Misayeya Lidei Ovre Avera. Everyone agrees that even in a situation where the person could be over the Isser without me, he doesn't need my help to be over the Isser. I'm helping him along, but even if I wasn't here, he would go ahead and do the Isser. Even in that case, it's Aser Midrabanan, says the Shach, but there's still one caveat. All the cases that seem to indicate that it wouldn't be a problem, why? Because there's no Isser Misayei L'Dei of Oivir Aveira. This Isser Derabanan of an aiding and abetting someone to do an Isser in a situation where he could do it without you. He could go and grab the piece of chazer, but I hand it to him. That Isser only exists for a Jew, not for a non-Jew, and not, says the Shach, a big chiddush, not for a mummer, not for someone who doesn't keep Kol HaTorah. A person doesn't keep, is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, says the Shach, there is no Isser of Misayeya Lidei Oivrei Avera. This would be a tremendous, tremendous kula. Again, a person's dealing in a situation with irreligious Jews, and assuming that they have the status of regular people who are not Shomer Torah Umitzvahs. So a person is aiding, abetting them, helping them be over an Isser. Now, it's very likely they would be over the Isser anyway. So according to the Shach, a person has to ask themselves, is this person what we would call a mummer? Is it a person who is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? If he's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, says the Shach, there is no Isser in Misayei L'Dei Oivrei Aveira. There is still an Isser of Lifnei Iver. So if he couldn't do it without you, it would still be Usser for you to help him. But if he could do it without you, and you are just the situation where you're letting him do it, for instance, this case, he wants to be Oivrei an Isser. If I don't sell him the treif piece of meat, he'll go elsewhere and buy the treif piece of meat. So that's a case of Misayei L'Dei Oivrei Aveira. If he is what we call a mummer, he is not a religious person, says the Shach, there is no Isser Misayeya. And now the question is, why would that be? Why is there no Isser Misayeya just because he's not religious? He's still a Jew. All Jews are chayef to keep the Torah. Just because he's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, that means I'm allowed to help him do an Isser? So the Acharonim explained based on the Ritva. The Ritva explains, what is this notion of Misayeya L'Dei Oivrei Aveira? What mandates that I can't assist someone in doing an Isser? Again, if he needs me to do the Isser, that we said, that's an Isser Deraisa Lifnei Iver. But in a case where he doesn't need me to do it, he could do it on its own. I'm just helping him do something which he could do on his own. So why is that Usser? Midrabanan, it's Usser Kav Misayeya. Where did they come up with this? Says the Ritva, it's because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lazeh. Since all Jews are held accountable for one another. So even though there's no Isra of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Milsha on a Daraisa level, since where's Arvus and I'm held accountable for his spirituality, and he's held accountable for my spirituality, so how could I go ahead and let him do an Isser? Not only could I not help him do an Isser, if I see him doing an Isser, I have to separate him from that. Explains the Avnei Nezer, but that's only within people that are Bichlal included in Arvus. But perhaps a mummer, someone who's already distanced himself, again, in a situation of Tinok Shenishba, it may be different, but a person who knows better and distanced himself from the community, distanced himself from Klal Yisrael, said, I am no longer a part of you, says the Avnezer, what the Shach is telling you is that he's not Bechal Arvus anymore. And therefore, I'm no longer held accountable for his spirituality. And if he wants to be Oiver Yisurim, that's his business. I don't have to stop him. Not only do I not have to stop him, I could even assist him to the degree that he's able to do without me. There is no Isser Misayeya L'Dei Oivrei Aveira. Then the Avnei Nezer goes one step further and he says, why is this the case? He says, perhaps because of this Maharal. He says, Mikom Mokom Yesh Mokom Lahater Api Divrei Maharal Miprak. The Maharal that we just read, the Maharal says that only once Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, that's when the concept of Arvus came about. Says the Avnei Nezer, a tremendous chiddush. He says, a mummer has to be thrown out. Again, we're not talking about Tinuk Shenishba, but a mummer, someone who decides not to keep Torah mitzvahs, has to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. He says, I have no doubt. That someone who is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, you have to kick out of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Avnei Nezer, if I have to kick him out of Eretz Yisrael, that means he's not Bechal Arvus. Because the Maharal told us what creates that concept of Arvus, what creates that concept of being one unit that we're all held accountable for one another. It's only the fact that we entered Eretz Yisrael, we live in Eretz Yisrael together, or at least that we all are chayiv to live in Eretz Yisrael together. We want to be in Eretz Yisrael. But a mummer who's not allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael, therefore says the Avnei Nezer, based on this Maharal, he is not included in Arvus if he's not included in Arvus. Again, not only would it, am I not held accountable for what he does wrong, I am not required to stop him when I see him doing things wrong, and perhaps, according to the Shach, we could even go a step further and say, there is no Isser of Misayeli de Oivre Avera, and perhaps I could even assist him or play a role in his doing an Isser. Again, this plays a very major role. Halacha l'maisa, many, many tshuvas quote this Shach. It comes up all the time. If a person has someone who is not Shomer Torah of Mitzvahs, and he's by associating with him in certain social contexts, naturally you're going to end up causing him to do Yisurim, whether it be giving him food, and he's not going to make a bracha, whatever it may be. So a person always has to ask himself the following question. Could he do the Isser without me? If the answer is no, he needs me to do the Isser, then it's an Isser Daraisa, there's nothing to talk about. If he could do the Isser without me, I'm just helping him, so then it's very likely that it's Asr Midrabanan. According to the Shach, it could be there will be situations where he is what we call a mummer, and therefore there's no Isser Darabanan. I could even aid and abet him in doing an Isser.